You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello. Welcome once again to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Now, my guest in this episode is David Summerfleck. David is a digital marketing expert with well over 20 years of experience working for marketing and advertising agencies across America. Not only that, David has also worked as a court mediator, a political campaign strategist, and a college journalism instructor. David's spoken at Microsoft, written for Fox Reality, and for several newspapers, and he's helped hundreds of business owners across the globe. He is the author of The Road to Digital Marketing Profits, and he's got another book that's coming up, Bloom and Grow. That's my guest, David Summerfleck. We're going to be talking about all things marketing and particularly looking at some of the fears that hold people back behind it. Before we dive in, hey, David, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate the time of those out there watching or listening as well. To say we live in a busy society where a lot of people feel very stressed and anxious is an understatement. So I think it's really important to take time to kind of refocus and get back what it is that you really want to do. And I like the unique focus of our discussion about fear.
Brilliant. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we've heard a little bit about David, who he is, where he's come from. How would you describe, you in a nutshell?
I would say I'm somebody who really loves marketing, communications, and really what it can mean for the business owner. What I really love doing is working with the business owner or team one-on-one and really helping them go from zero to hero, really igniting growth for businesses that want it and are ready to scale for growth. That's something is something for me personally that I love seeing, you know, really being a change in people's lives and in their business and being creative.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And I mean, I know a lot of people listening will be thinking, hey, that's really great. That's great for other people. But we talk a lot about fears, and certainly in the work that you do, you must come across a lot of, I mean, sometimes people won't even realize it's a fear they've got. It'll be masked, I guess, by other reasons and excuses and so on. But what have you kind of found? What does fear look like for a business owner or an entrepreneur?
Well, I think before you can identify what the fear is, you first have to recognize if you're basically being overcome with fear, you know, and for a lot of people, it's a very subtle thing. You don't know necessarily if you're afraid of something, you know, and it's when we stand in our convictions and our belief in ourselves in what we can do, that we have the courage and the wherewithal that we can stand up to that fear. You know, I don't think I'm the most handsome man in the world by any means. I don't think I'm the biggest, most macho man in the world by any means either. But if somebody is disrespecting my wife, for example, I can stand up and take care of her. If I am, talking about a subject that I feel extremely informed on and very passionate about, I can say, you know, hey, look, I respect your opinion. However, I can speak from my experience, which is particular but quite extensive from this. And I've done it many, many times. We all know online all the chatter and everything online. Everybody can, you can say something and then others would disagree. But I can say, look, if you disagree, that's fine. I can tell you from my experience, which is extensive, this is personally what I would recommend. So if you're not living the life that you feel you deserve, and are happy with, then you're in the grip of fear. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person, because it happens to everybody. It certainly happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. I'm sure it's happened to anybody listening or watching this. It's what you do about it. It's how do you go through that. I think there was someone who wrote a book a long time ago. I can't remember the author's name, but it's a great title called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Oh, yes, yes.
And there's a great literary critic. I can't remember the name of this critic. It might have been Samuel Johnson or Ben Johnson. I can't remember. But he said that fear exists as a preservative against evil. So that's the way I look at it. You know, we live in a modern age, in a modern society. If you feel the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, listen to it. You know, we talk ourselves out of our fears. We don't listen to our fears. So if you're not living the life that you want and you feel you deserve, that resonates within you, then you're probably in the grip of fear. If you're unhappy, if you're miserable for whatever reason, you're just like, oh, I hate this. This isn't me. That's, you're in the grip of fear. Right. You know, now you have to identify that. What's going on? How can I deal with this?
Interesting.
I didn't know. Do you want me to continue, or I didn't know?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, well, okay. One of the things I was going to ask you, you said the first thing you've got to do is identify that you've got fear. Yeah. I was going to ask you, how can you identify that? And I think you've encapsulated that nicely.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I mean, it's just, you feel unhappy. You feel stuck. Mm. I mean, I can't tell you how many jobs I've had working at different agencies where I really felt like the person in charge was, abusive. I've seen quite a number of agencies. Obviously, I'm not going to say which ones or who, sure, but I could tell you quite a number of marketing agencies I worked at where women would come up to me and say, the team leader is propositioning me. I really don't feel comfortable. I don't know what to say. I don't want to get fired. What do I do? And they would come to me because I would conduct myself a certain way. I'm like, look, I'm married. I don't need to go and hit on women. And even if I wanted to, I wouldn't do that. I don't believe in that. You would do that outside of the job.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everybody feels that way. But, you know, we've all had jobs or are working in jobs where we feel uncomfortable or stifled or worse. If you're a woman or a minority of any kind, you probably have felt, something similar. You know, in the agency world, absolutely, it's extremely uncommon to see anybody under the age of 25 who isn't the owner or some kind of upper senior level position. There's ageism, there's discrimination, there's sexism, there's all kinds of things. So if you're in a situation professionally or even personally where you feel uncomfortable, then you're in the grip of fear. So what do you do about it? You identify, what is it that is making me unhappy? You know, my podcast isn't what I would like it to be. I'm tired of talking to bald people who pontificate, whatever. But on a much more serious level, it's just working in a job where you feel stifled and unhappy. It's having a business that just never turns a profit, or you're just never able to get out of debt, or the word is not getting out. You just don't know why. And those are typically the type of people that I would talk to. And I would go through a screening process to first gauge, is this a real problem? Or are you venting? And that's something that the people watching and listening need to ask themselves. Is this just something that you're curious about, that you want to vent about? Or do you really want to take action? Does it hurt enough that you're willing to take action and do so repeatedly and consistently over a prolonged period of time? You know, I get emails and phone calls literally every day from people. How can I make $1 million overnight? I know you've heard this online. How can I build a website and get 1 million visitors right away? David, I created my free website, my DIY website that cost me $10 or whatever. Nobody's visiting the website. No one's calling me. What do I do? Depending on how I feel, I'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me talk to you in a gentle way. Or I'll say, what did you expect for the cost of a meal out? there's a reason why people go to agencies and spend 10, 20 grand, because they have a legitimate business. It's worth investing for them in order to make that double, triple, quadruple that a few months later. So the fear aspect is taking action once you've identified it, is identify it, determine how serious this is for you. Do you want to take action? What does that look like for you? What can you or can't you do realistically? And if you're not sure about something as far as how to best proceed, ask an expert. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, most experts are going to be happy to give you some type of an answer. Here's what things would usually cost. Just like going to a doctor.
Sure.
Let me see, confronting the fear and then working through those fears. So that's a different topic. And that's usually where I would hear from people, whether it's a politician, a small business owner, could be a lawyer. I've been contacted from podcasters. You know, I'm a horrible podcaster myself, but partially the reason for that is because I'm ambivalent about it. And that determines my approach and therefore my effectiveness. Because if you're ambivalent about it, it's going to go up and down. It's going to vary from day to day. I don't really care if I do a podcast this day, this week, or this month, to be honest. So it's up and down, you know. So you have to really determine your level of commitment and what you're willing to give in order to get back what you think you want. It's transactional.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes back to something you said a few moments ago, that one of the things you encourage people to check, and you check with them, is basically is the pain of the fear. Yeah. Big enough that you are prepared to actually do something and to continue to do something.
Yeah.
If it's not, then.
Yeah, Freud calls it the pleasure principle.
Yeah.
And marketing people, and if you read a lot online about marketing, you see this. They call it the pain funnel or the pain questions or the pleasure pain principle or what have you. And it basically means that from a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. And marketers basically, we're not con artists, we're not shysters, at least professional ones who are serious aren't.
Yeah.
We want to help you get more phone calls. We love doing it. That's it. Those who want to pressure you or what have you, they're not professional. Those who can't do it or promise things that they can't deliver, those are not professionals. So, but the pleasure principle was Freud's theory, and it's since been adopted in marketing quite extensively, that people are either moving away from pain or they're moving toward pleasure. Mm-hmm. If you are someone who likes sweets, I love sweets. You know, you see the donut, you know, donut, I love Krispy Kreme. So that's going to be pleasure.
Yeah.
But the pain comes in the form of much more subtle. You know, you get a little bit of a belly over time, or it's not necessarily good for you. If you eat too many, you can become diabetic. So the pain pleasure principle, if you're a business owner, they move away from pain and they move toward pleasure. So in most cases, the business owner is not really going to say, I'm willing to invest $5,000 in order to make back potentially 15, 20, 30 or more in the next few months. Most business owners are not willing to invest $5,000, even if it means much more money 6 months later, unless they A, really, really, truly believe in their business and are ready to see it accelerate, or they're in a pain situation and the pain hurts so much that they're like, look, if I don't do this, I'm going to go under.
Right.
And in many cases, they're on the verge of bankruptcy, in which case they're not telling you the full thing. And I've worked with businesses like that, where I have to ask them multiple questions, what's called a discovery session, where I basically grill them and just, I need to know as much as possible in order to best help you. And so many times, most business owners and entrepreneurs have not really thought of themselves as a product or a service provider trying to attract the attention of their ideal customer. They just say, I want everybody. Yeah. Whereas you don't want everybody. It's like dating. You're not going to appeal to everybody. So you don't want to try to appeal to them. You know, not every woman likes bald guys. So you want to appeal to people who it's okay for them. You know what I mean? So if you're a business owner, you want to kind of reach through there and look for the business owners who say, hey, I do want to go to a premium Italian restaurant in my area, or work with a psychologist who specializes in working with my niche group, or marketing professional who works with digital marketing and SEO and so on, but who's very serious, very committed, takes a very measured step-by-step approach that I can count on for this. And if it takes the time, then it takes time. Or whatever it is that you do. You want to work with a very niche kind of, and that's what they mean when they talk about niche marketing in most cases. So am I talking too much?
No, this is great stuff. This is really good stuff, David.
We all really have to acknowledge the role that fear plays in our lives as humans. You know, a lot of men get really caught up in the alpha male macho thing. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a big jacked up beefy guy. You could be a tall skinny guy like me, or you can be more macho, whatever. But we all deal with fear on a daily basis, and you have to acknowledge that. For some people, they mask their fears. They drink too much. They eat too much. They date too much, or they don't do what they know they should do. And that's a way of hiding from your fears rather than just face it and confront it. You know, it's like going to the doctor. You know, I remember a peer of mine, he was an English professor, and he had a doctorate. All I ever had was a BA. And I was an English teacher at the college level. And I remember talking to him once, and he said, you know, I have this pain in my side. It doesn't go away. What do I do? I've had it for like 6 months now. I said, wow, Dr. So-and-so. I said, you know, you really should see a doctor. He's like, well, I just don't know if I can afford it. I'm an adjunct, which means part-time. He was a part-time instructor at several colleges and universities. He couldn't afford the healthcare. So he'd lived with it for 6 months. And after I stopped teaching there, I don't know what happened. We kind of fell out of touch. Yeah. But he took a back seat. So he had a fear that he chose not to confront. And, you know, I obviously wish him the best and did it at that time. Mm-hmm. But people deal with it every day. And as it relates to my area of expertise, business is not giving your business the room to grow. And so far, my first book, The Road to Digital Marketing Profits, I try to create a workbook to take people from this beginning stage. I'm not familiar with digital marketing, all the terms. I just don't know. What do I do? How do I make sure I'm doing things correctly? And it's basically telling you that if you don't know where you're going, that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
You would never dream of getting in a car with a quarter tank of gas and saying, I'm going to go from one state to another. But people do it every day. And they do it with business as well. And they don't confront their fears, whether it's a fear of failure or the other side, the fear of success, and which can be a lot worse because we don't always acknowledge that we have a fear of success. What does that mean? You know? So I think it's really important that we all acknowledge fear and then look at how's that manifesting itself in our lives. Yeah. It can affect every aspect of your life, parenting, your health, your career, and your business.
Yeah. And I guess you've seen in your time, seen a lot of fears with a lot of businesses.
Too much.
Yeah. I want to ask, what about you, David? I mean, have you encountered fears of your own as you've been developing your marketing expertise?
Absolutely, every day.
What kind of fears have you personally encountered, and how have you managed to conquer those, and how's that?
Yeah, I deal with fear every day, and I see it as like, you know, a fire that we all have to walk through symbolically. You know, I've had fear where, like I said, I worked for so many different marketing agencies that I honestly lost track of them. You know, I've tried putting together a list on my LinkedIn page, and I look at it and I realize, yeah, there's quite a number that are missing. And people tell, you know, you should remove them. You got too much. But, you know, the fear was, first it was working at places that I felt were killing me, that were stifling, where the team lead or the supervisor or whomever at such and such agency wasn't using you to your full potential. Or you'd find out that there's another agency or publisher down another end of town where you could make quite a bit more money or make the same amount of money and do a different type of work completely. You know, the fear was, another fear was basically studying political campaign messaging. Messaging is basically a fancy word for communications and marketing and framing certain messages and points so that you could take something negative and make it positive for a specific cause or belief and reach certain voters. And I'm not going to get into the politics, but one of those fears was, I'm going through this program. Am I ever going to be able to use it? Because let's get real, I can't run for office. You know, I don't come from a dynasty, a family dynasty. You know, I don't look like Brad Pitt. Not that Ted Cruz does either. You know, I'm not a reality TV celebrity or some movie star, so I'm not going to run as a candidate. So, you know, let's get real. Am I going to really be able to do anything with this? And so, you know, those were very real fears that, you know, you have to confront. And now I'm at a different phase of my life where I am older and really, you know, I'm financially stable, thank God, knock on wood. But because, you know, basically of all the experience and working with some good people and some good agencies and working with a lot of good clients. But, you know, I'm not jet setting around the globe like a lot of people and a lot of these guru guys would tell you. Mm-hmm. You always have to wonder if some guru guy tells you that they're a global jet setter, why are they talking to you doing infomercials?
Well, yeah.
You know, why are they doing all of this? They should just be enjoying their lives and volunteering because they don't need the money. You know, but, you know, now I'm a little bit older and I realize, you know, I'm too old to be working at agencies anymore. Honestly, I don't really want to. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's repackaging myself now, reinventing myself yet again, and trying to kind of find that new phase of reinvention. And that's a fear as well. You know, what form will this take?
Yeah.
And I've realized that for me, a lot of it is writing books. You know, as an English major, as an English teacher, a journalism teacher, and so on and so forth, I've always wanted to write a book. So writing that in paper was my first fear was, is this going to suck? And I don't think it sucks, but, you know, I'm always revising it and always uploading a new edition of it. But you just have to kind of grit your teeth and go through it. And you have to really believe in yourself more than the pain that you're feeling. You can't give in to immediate gratification and this whole superficial immediate gratification culture that we live in. Yeah. Where everybody wants things immediately and everything should be easy and so on. The real world doesn't work that way. You get what you're willing to put out. You know, you cannot be married and have a spouse whom you ignore and give nothing back to. You can't be jacked up and have great big giant muscles unless you go hit the weight room at least several hours a day for quite some time. So you have to have realistic expectations and work through that on a daily basis. Mm. You know, that's why everywhere I go, I have notebooks and notepads, and I'm a fiend with writing notes constantly because I'm always making notes, do this, do that. Every day I get up and I make a list.
Yeah.
No, and that's how you work through it.
Yeah, yeah. And and I'm guessing it's all these experiences that you've gone through and experiences you've helped other people through that's really why you're so good at helping other people in the whole digital marketing arena these days.
You know, I like to hope so. If I don't feel that I can help somebody, I tell them. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's just the way to do it. Because for anyone in any service profession, if you agree to work with a client out of fear, and again, that's the whole fear topic that we're discussing. If you work with someone out of fear, you could end up biting off more than you can chew. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know? So this has been a fascinating discussion, and I know we could continue this for ages, but at times kind of drawing to a close. People who want to find out more about you, what you do, and maybe want to find out how you can help them, what's the best way for them to get in touch, find out more?
Sure. Well, they can basically go to my website, www.dms.blue. DMS are my initials. Blue is my favorite color, and nobody's figured that out yet. So I was never very good at, you know, decorating and how to dress and everything. And one day my wife just said, look, blue is your favorite color. Why don't you just wear blue all the time? And
there I said, you go. It worked.
Brilliant. And I saw DMS.blue. It just felt that will be my primary business website. So anybody with questions, concerns about digital marketing or marketing in general, you're more than welcome to visit me at dms.blue. I'm always happy to respond to questions or concerns or legitimate offers or desires to work together.
Fantastic. So that address again, for anyone who wants to get in touch with David, find out more about him, dms.blue. You can find that link, plus you can find all of David's social media links, etc., in the show notes for this episode, which, as always, is at keithblakemorenoble.com/show. You'll find this episode. You may even be watching it there. You'll find all of David's contact details and a lot more information about him there. And dms.blue is the place to get him. David, thank you so much for taking the time. I've really appreciated this. I found it a fascinating discussion. I certainly hope you have too.
Absolutely. I enjoyed talking with you. I really appreciate your time.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Well, that's it, dear viewer, dear listener. That's our time pretty much up for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to my guest. It's been a fantastic discussion all around fear, particularly around in the marketing arenas and so on. Do check out David's website, dms.blue, find out more about him, and check out other episodes of the radio show, wherever you found us. Remember to subscribe, hit like, leave comments, recommend us to your friends. I'll catch you in the next episode. And until then, I will leave you with David's favorite quote, which is a beautiful quote from Malcolm X, and it really sums up a lot of what David's been talking about. If we do not stand for something, we may fall for anything.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.